This audio information from Developing Patient Partnerships is designed to help you manage your health and well-being. Each module has two tracks. The first will give you information about the subject. The next one is a practical skills track, which can be listened to regularly to help you build your learning. The following audio information is not intended to be medical advice or a substitute for medical advice. You should seek advice before relying on this audio information if you are pregnant, taking medication, involved in any form of medical treatment, or if symptoms persist.
Do you sometimes struggle to understand why people are behaving the way they do? Would you like to be able to get on with people at work more effectively? Or would you simply like to enjoy your relationships more? If so, then this audio information is here to help. It's brought to you by the DPP Health at Work, the UK's specialist provider of health and wellbeing information. In the next few minutes, we're going to look at how the relationships you have with others can affect how you feel and how improving your communication and assertiveness skills can improve your sense of well-being. Our medical expert, Dr. David Peters, will take you through an exercise to help you think about your own style of communication. Our well-being hinges partly on what's going on inside us, the balance between negative and positive emotions, our fitness and energy levels. Well-being is also influenced by the world outside and the people around us. And of course, the inside and the outside affect one another. If we don't feel so good, we won't relate as well as we might. Everyone needs to have time to themselves, and sometimes you just don't feel like being social. But it's a fact that we need other people. So it's no wonder that how you relate and respond to the people around you, and they to you, can have a big impact on your well-being. Communicating well is an important part of getting on with other people. Communication can be verbal, what you say it, how you listen and understand. Or it may be non-verbal, your body language, eye contact and actions. If you communicate well, others will respond better. This in turn raises your self-esteem, improves your relationships and actually prevents some situations from becoming stressful. Many people find social situations or communicating with other people difficult. Even people who seem to communicate well, naturally and easily, will sometimes lack confidence and feel unsure about how they're seen by others. It helps to learn some simple rules of good communication which will help you feel more confident and get the most out of your conversations and relationships with other people. 1. Say what you need to say as clearly and as specifically as possible. For example, instead of saying, "I'm not happy with this," say, "I'm unhappy because the arrangements have not allowed enough time for travelling," etc. 2. Support your words with non-verbal behaviour. Don't say, "That's okay, no problem," while you're frowning, biting your lips and drumming your fingers. 3. Listen to what the other person actually says. Give them your full attention. Don't interrupt. Don't jump to conclusions or put your own interpretation on their words. 4. Clarify any areas of doubt by reiterating what you think they said. So, you want me to double check these figures with the marketing department, for example. And 5. Accept other people's opinions and feelings as genuine, even when they're different from your own. Good communication is how you present yourself to other people. It's also about interpreting other people's behaviour accurately so you can decide how to respond and feel in control of your own communication. Remember this next point because it's really important. When someone has a go at you, it's often not you who's the real target for their aggression or arrogance. Something may have upset them recently. Maybe they are like they are on that particular day or at that time because they don't feel good about themselves. So if you take a moment to think, "Am I really the target?" it can help to hold back some of your own negative reactions. This will allow you to respond rationally, to stop the emotional charge escalating, and so making it more likely that you'll get a better outcome and won't end up feeling so bad. We all know people whose negative attitudes feel like they drag you down and affect your experience at work and your well-being. Well, this section outlines a way of recognizing 4 patterns of communication and the communication games that people play. Understanding motivations like these can be empowering and should help you respond appropriately and to feel more comfortable. Communicating well yourself is important, and we make some suggestions about how to. The skills section introduces a way of assessing your own style of communication so you can think about ways of communicating more effectively, and we'll be introducing the notion of assertiveness. It's in the workplace that being alongside or face-to-face with others can feel most challenging. It's how you're treated there and how you treat others that can determine whether you feel like getting up in the morning. Knowing something about how and what we communicate and why it sometimes snarls up will help you feel more in the driving seat. First of all, think about a time when you felt really good, when you were at your best and communication was easy as it gets for you. Maybe it was when you were last on holiday. Think about how you interacted with other people and how they responded to you. Now think about a time when you haven't felt positive about yourself or what was going on around you, and how you were communicating with people at that time. The chances are that in the first instance, you were responding to people positively and felt more able to take on board their views and opinions, whereas in the second situation, you were probably more likely to have been responding in a negative way and not really hearing what people had to say, especially if they didn't agree with what you were thinking about or doing. Of course, the same applies to other people, and how they feel affects how they communicate. So being able to work out where other people are coming from will help you decide how you want to respond rather than just to react, and it'll make you feel more in control. Let's consider some different kinds of unspoken attitudes that people unconsciously reveal in the way that they approach others. The first is, I'm okay, you're okay. When people are coming from this point of view, they're happy with themselves and take other people as they find them. They accept other people's opinions and feelings as genuine, even when they're different from their own. They come across as confident and happy with their life and what they have to do at work, and generally work on the basis of mutual respect. This can be a very productive relationship. Secondly, I'm okay, you're not okay. This perspective is often driven by anger or fear. People tend to get cross, negative, and hostile. They can seem self-righteous and self-satisfied. They put other people down because they often see them as unskilled, ineffectual, and unreliable. Consequently, they're often competitive, aggressive, and power-seeking. The message they give out is, people are for getting rid of. It's worth bearing in mind that this attitude is often based on insecurity, so putting others down is an attempt to make them feel better about themselves. Thirdly, I'm not okay, you're okay. People are putting themselves down. They feel inadequate when they compare themselves to others, which they constantly do. Coming from this perspective makes it difficult for the person to appreciate their own abilities and contribution. So when they meet a problem, they're likely to withdraw and pull away from it. The message they give out is, people are for getting away from, and they shouldn't get near me. And fourthly, I'm not okay, you're not okay. And this is clearly a very negative approach to situations and people. People feel bewildered and tend to feel directionless. They can struggle to make sense of their own world and the world around them. And since they often can't see the meaning of achieving anything, they don't even try. They say, misery likes company, and you'll find yourself being dragged down by people who are in this frame of mind. Of course, everyone is individual and people can change daily from one perspective to another. But what this shows is that when people behave negatively, it's very often much more about them than it is about you. Being able to assert yourself is very important in terms of a communication skill, and it's linked to self-esteem. Passive people take too much account of another person's point of view, even sacrificing their own right to state their position, denying their own feelings and their needs. They hesitate to offer their own ideas or to try and influence outcomes. Aggressive people put their own ideas and opinions forward at the expense of other people. They behave as if the other person isn't entitled to their own opinion. And thirdly, assertive people. Assertive people put their own ideas and opinions forward freely and clearly, but at the same time appreciate the other person's position and right to be heard respectfully. In other words, being assertive means behaving in a way which is a healthy distance from being either aggressive or passive. By not standing up for themselves, passive communicators let aggressive people unduly influence or even harm them. Nor are they likely to risk trying to influence anyone else. Aggressive people don't respect other people's personal boundaries and so are prone to upset and hurt others while trying to manipulate them. Assertive people are not afraid to speak their mind or to try to sway others, but while doing so, they respect the other person's perspective and integrity. And they also defend themselves if someone invades their space verbally or physically. Assertive people know their rights and respect those of others. Assertive people express their feelings, thoughts, and desires. Assertive people also have control over their anger. And assertive people don't repress their feelings, they control them appropriately and find ways to talk in a rational way about how something made them feel.